In February, Governor Crist appeared with President Obama in Fort Myers as they both stumped for the $787 billion stimulus bill. For one Palm Beach Republican, however, that was the final straw. Steve Ledowitz filed a motion to have the governor censured for that action as well as for others. The motion was tabled until August when the entire membership of the Republican Executive Committee will vote. But the board of the local Palm Beach County Party voted last night 9-0 to oppose the censure motion. Sid Dinerstein is the chairman of the Palm Beach County Republican Executive Committee and was one of the 9 voting against the censure motion.
Most of us, maybe all of us, but most of us on the board do not disagree with the particulars of what the REC member was listing in the motion. I mean, there's a lot of frustration in Palm Beach County with the leadership in the party. And you have to keep in mind things that you don't know is we, for example, have Alan West. Do you know who Alan West is?
Now, is that the congressional candidate?
Yes. All right. Well, the people in Tallahassee could care less. So we have a black Republican war hero who runs for Congress and gets ignored. Well, this frustrates a whole lot of people who give their time and money to help this fellow. We have Robert Wexler in our district. So we have to get stuck with hearing how wonderful he is, when in fact he's like our public enemy number one. So we have a long list plus a list that other people share. If you get 4 seats on the state Supreme Court for 150 years, we've never had a Republican court, and now to voluntarily decide that we never will.
Well, let me ask you this, Sid. Obviously, when was it Steve Ledowitz, I believe it was, the man who proposed the censure?
Yeah.
And as you say, there's a number of issues that the frustration that you have in the county regarding what's going on up in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
If it's considered too rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else can you do other than just, like, complain, you know, to get them to take more attention?
Your question's a fair question, and just to show you that we're not too far behind the eight ball, one of the issues we are considering, which we've never done before, is a straw poll, just because of what you said, a straw poll for the Senate primary race, like a number of other counties have done. The point being that, without knowing ahead of time, there is a reasonable possibility that the governor would not come in first. And yet we would not be doing... The only thing we didn't like about censure is the word censure. It's just too strong, and the bar should be very, very high before you get around to censure.
Sid, let me ask you this. We're still over a year away from the Senate primary.
Yeah.
The numbers have come in financially, and Governor Crist is kind of mopping up the money that's out there.
No question.
Does that really tell us where you think the race is? I mean, right now, or in terms of what you see down there in Palm Beach County?
No, listen, here's something I've said 2 months ago, and I remain as neutral as possible in the race, so please don't construe it as my supporting anybody. But I said... 2 months ago, that if the only people who had a vote in the primary were REC members from around the state, the governor wouldn't win it. So you have this very interesting dynamic where those of us who are the so-called insiders have a lot of frustration all over the state. But in fact, the governor is very popular, has great name recognition, and has a tremendous ability to raise money. 14 months is a long time, and we'll see as we go down the road whether this race tightens, whether Marco Rubio raises enough money to get his message out.